A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samander UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God in the book of Revelation, chapter number 12. We're reading from verse number 3. The Bible says, "And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven, and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth, to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne." Verse 6, "The woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Our consideration and prayer is the seed of the righteous. The seed of the righteous. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." We became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are that righteous person. But you must understand that right from the womb, there has been a contention for your seed, for your children, a contention. This dragon described by the scriptures, the very fiery red dragon, was waiting to devour that child, waiting as soon as this glorious child was born to devour the child. It's a picture of your life, your destiny, your travail, and a picture of your children, the miracles we're about to give birth to, and the children you have given birth to. The dragon's attempt is to scuttle the great plan and the program of God for your children. The dragon's plan is to devour them as soon as they were born. But to God be the glory. There are provisions and promises of God for your children. The Bible tells us that this child that was about to be born, whom the devil, the dragon, wanted to devour, the Bible says, as soon as he was born, this child was caught up to God and to his throne, out of the reach of the dragon. And that is the picture of your seed. Your seed is caught up to God, and your children shall be caught up to God and to their throne, to their thrones in life and destiny. What are the promises of God concerning the seed of the righteous, your children? Number one, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. That is the promise of God. Whatever they are going through or experiencing at the moment, your seed shall be delivered. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. They shall be delivered from any form of trouble, from any form of attack, from any form of addiction. Whatever they've been addicted to, they shall be delivered. Whatever is holding them bound, they shall be delivered, for they are the seed of the righteous. Proverbs chapter number 11, verse 21 says, "Though they join forces, the wicked will not go unpunished, but the posterity of the righteous will be delivered." The Authorized King James Version of that part B says, "But the seed of the righteous shall be delivered." You are the righteous, and your seed shall be delivered. This is the word of God. This is the promise of God. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So believe God. It doesn't matter what that child is experiencing or going through now, because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And as we continue to intercede and to pray, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Have that understanding from every form of dragon or any form of dragon. That seed, the seed of the righteous, your seed shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus. Again, you have not brought forth your children for trouble. Your children, your seed, shall not be for trouble. They will not bring you trouble. This is the word of God concerning your seed. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 23, The Bible says they shall not labor in vain, meaning your labor over your seed, over your children, shall not be in vain. Your efforts at helping them get to the place that God has promised them or destined for them shall not be in vain. Again, that verse of scripture says, nor bring forth for trouble. You have not brought them forth for trouble. So your children will not bring you trouble in life in the name of Jesus. They will not cause you pain or ache in the name of Jesus. Your children will not be named Ichabod. The glory will not depart from them. Your children will not be named Benoni. They shall not be sons of sorrow for you. They shall not be called Jabesh. They shall not be children of pain to you. Your children shall be children of glory. They will bring you honor and glory. So you are not to bring forth, and you have not brought forth for trouble. And they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord. You are blessed of God, and your seed also are blessed. Your children are blessed in the name of Jesus. There is another promise of God for your seed. And we find this in the book of Job, chapter 5, and in verse number 25. The Bible says, you shall also know that your descendants shall be many, and your offspring like the grass of the earth. The Authorized King James Version says, thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thy offspring as the grass of the earth. Your seed shall be great. So greatness is the destination, the destiny and the destination of your children. They have been wired for greatness, and they will arrive at that place in their field and in their vocation. Your children shall be great. The word of God concerning Christ Jesus says, and he shall be great. This same promise came for John the Baptist, and he shall be great. And that same promise is for your children, and they shall be great. Your children shall be great in the name of Jesus. You shall be great. Your children shall be great in the name of Jesus. This is the promise of God for the seed of the righteous. You shall be great, and your children shall be great in the name of Jesus. In Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 23, the Bible says, two nations are in your womb, and two people shall be separated from your body. Two nations. My emphasis on two nations. Looking at Jacob and Esau, God said each of them was a nation. Two nations in your womb. So your seed as a righteous man shall be a nation. In other words, your children, your seed shall not be small. There is greatness written all over them. And your seed shall be a nation. Each of your children shall be a nation. None of your children shall be subservient to the other. Your children shall not be slaves to their mates. They shall not be slaves to their colleagues. They shall not be slaves to their siblings. I am praying for that parent that is saying amen. None of your children will be dependent on another child. None of your children will be an appendage to others. There are certain families, we have a star, and others are dependent on this star. Nobody does anything. Nobody moves. Nobody eats. Nobody is able to pick his bee until this star child reaches out to them. But as touching you, because you believe, God will make your children great. Each of them shall be a nation. Each of them shall be self-sufficient. Each of them shall be a blessing to you. None of your children will cause you pain. Don't forget, you have not brought forth for trouble. None of them will trouble you in the name of Jesus. Your seed shall be blessed. Your seed shall be delivered. Your seed shall be great. Your seed, each of them, shall be a nation. And in their lives, the name of the Lord will be glorified. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. I'd like you to speak into the life of your children, your seed this morning. Declare, my seed is delivered from every attack, from every oppression. My seed, my children are delivered. My children will not bring me trouble. In the name of Jesus, the enemy shall not exert upon my children, and the sons of wickedness shall not afflict my children. My children are delivered from the oppressors. They are delivered from evil. Evil shall not be their lot. Evil shall not be their portion. In the name of Jesus, they are the seed of the righteous. And therefore, according to the word of the Lord, they shall be delivered. And I declare, my seed, my children are delivered. in Jesus' precious name. They are the seed of the blessed of the Lord. Therefore, pronounce blessings upon your seed. I pronounce the blessings of God upon my children. I pronounce the blessings of God upon each of my children. I pronounce the blessings of God upon Yemi. I pronounce the blessings of God upon Nike. I pronounce the blessings of God upon Ayolua. I pronounce the blessings of God of Enemi Bukolua. I pronounce the blessings of God on Olua Demilade. I pronounce the blessings of God on Obafunto. Begin to pronounce the blessings of God on your children. I pronounce the blessings of God upon my children in the name of Jesus. My children are blessed. Their ways are prosperous in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to declare, my children shall be each a nation. They shall not be small. God will multiply them. They will not be few. God will also glorify them, and they shall not be so small. My seed shall not be small. My seed shall be great. My seed shall be blessed. My seed shall be each a blessing. My seed shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. My seed shall be a nation, each of them a nation. And my seed shall bring glory to the name of the Lord in Jesus' precious name. And so shall it be as you have declared. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, your seed shall be delivered. They shall be great. They shall be blessed and shall be a blessing. Your seed, each of them, shall be a nation. The enemy shall not exert upon your children, and the sons of wickedness shall not afflict them. They will be far from oppression in the name of Jesus. Your seed will not bring you trouble. You have not brought forth for trouble, and so they will not trouble you. The enemy shall not exert upon your seed. The sons of wickedness shall not afflict them. Your seed shall be great in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us tomorrow for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral. Join us 7:30 a.m. for the School of the Spirit. And by 8:30, the worship service commences. The Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.